Brother Adam was praying. Lord nudged my heart to do this earlier, and God just confirmed it through his praying. Aren't you glad that we've got a church that we can come together? A church that this old world knows very little about. So sad. We're so blessed as the family of God. When I walk in the doors of this place, there's many times that I sense His presence like no other. I'm glad that there are no big ones and no little ones here, and I mean that with everything that I've got this morning. I'm glad we all stand even for the cross. I was with a young man from our church this week, and his son, he said, "Preacher, something I like about our church is just common people, don't have nothing to prove. We've all got our faults and failures, and we've got a God that we can talk to, and we love Jesus." Psalm 77 is a text that David did not write, but the chief musician, a man named Asaph, you know what he did? He led the choir, Brother Tim, Brother David, to all the children of Israel. Every week, sometimes a couple times a week, he had to get up, and he didn't feel like getting up. Brother Randall, he had to sing, and he didn't feel like singing, but he just kept at his job, kept being faithful to his call. I know through COVID has really changed the atmosphere of our church. A lot of times we have felt like that we don't need to come to the altar anymore. But let me tell you, when our church quits using the altar, we can close our doors. We need the Lord. Now, notice something about the honesty of this text. As me as the pastor, many of you know me better than others, but it's hard for me to hide what I feel. What you see is just sort of what you get. I can't put on. I can't hide nothing. My wife has always told me the reason a lot of people don't like you, Ken, is because you're too open. You say too much. But I want to say that you're never going to get honest. You're never going to get help with God till you get honest with Him. A lot of times I'd love to tell you that I feel like preaching, but I don't. Wish I could tell you every Sunday I wanted to come to church, but sometimes I don't. I know I'm supposed to. And I know my Bible tells me to, so I've got to kick myself in the backside and get me in gear. And I'm glad, Brother Adam, but I don't have to do it by myself, that I got other people that will help me. We better never forget that we need each other. You may think right now that you don't need people, but you're going to need the right people in your life. You're going to need somebody to tell you the truth. Not what me and you want to hear, but the truth. And then you're going to need somebody to help you pray when you can't pray. You're going to need somebody to give for you when you can't give. It's one body, one function going for the honor and the glory of God. We've been so blessed with so many young people. Our Bible school will start here Sunday. We average 70, 85 kids a year, a night. It's so important that we as the family of God put truth in these children. It's so important when we leave the walls of this building that we go out and we be a light in this community where we live, where we work, where we shop. But I want to get to the text now, and I want you to see the truth of this text. Asaph, he led the choir for David. Every week, He was the chief musician. He would get up and he would sing. He would lead them in text and scripture. Many times before they'd go to battle, he'd lead them. But I want you to look at the condition he found himself in. I think a lot of times we ourselves, as a child of God, we want to have a smile, but we can't find a smile. We want to be able to lift our hands, but our hands are heavy. Let's don't throw him under the bus. Let's just look at where he is, and may we relate to this that we could get here. First of all, I'm glad we've got a God that's listening. Do you hear me this morning? The ear of God is not deaf toward his children. He said, I cried unto God with my voice, even to God with my voice. And watch this, he gave ear unto me. Thank the Lord for people that have listened to me. But I'm glad there's one this morning that will bend his ear to what I need in my life, in my heart, in my home. We have a God that his ear is listening. Secondly, we have a God that his eye is looking. Look what Asaph says. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and I was troubled. I complained. You ever complained? I complained, and watch this, my spirit was overwhelmed. As a young preacher, Brother Randall, and you've heard me preach 30 years ago, I'd say, well, get up and move on. But sometimes you can't get up and move on. Because your spirit's overwhelmed. You're so taxed. You're brought to the lowest point of your life. Let me tell you, if you're not there this morning, you can get there. He said, I'm so overwhelmed. He said, look at verse 4. He says, thou holdest mine eyes waking. And he inserts something here. Brother Mark, Brother Michael, look what he says. I am so troubled. He's not saying I'm troubled, but he says, I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. You know what he says? He says, I don't have words to say. He said, I am so low and so troubled that I just don't have the words, Lord. But aren't you glad the Bible teaches us we that are saved, the Spirit of God lives in us and He can pray for us when we don't know what to pray. I'm glad that the Spirit makes groans and utterances unto God. When our lips won't talk, aren't you glad that our Holy Ghost lives inside of us? That knows exactly what we need. I'm talking about in a low place. Have you ever been in a low place? You know, your ministry can put you in a low place. I was thinking about these young men that preach Sunday or Wednesday night. And I talked to somebody Thursday morning and they said, you know, I was thinking as those two young men was preaching what all they've got to face for the next 30, 40, 50 years if the Lord don't come. Look what a change we've seen in 10 years in our culture. You know, the ministry can get overwhelmed, and I have a lot of preacher brothers this morning standing in this condition, needing somebody to help them, just somebody to be kind to them. There's people walked in the doors of this church this morning. You know something? They don't need rocks thrown at them. They need somebody to help them and lift them up. And mom and daddies, I want to tell you, I've been around a lot of people this week and I've heard a lot of things that's really helped me. But I want to say this. You young people, take advice from older people that's wore that t-shirt so you don't have to wear it. Experience is so essential. You know, I preached a few weeks ago about the fathers and the young men. We're so blessed with fathers and young men in this ministry. And We need to be fathers and young men. But we need to be example to these young people. We need to love them. You know, ministry can bring you so low. And then, you know, family can bring you so low. I spoke with a man last night for a long time. And he said, "Preacher, I'm so ashamed. I didn't even want to call you." He said, "I've been trying to hide it." He said, my children, when it becomes your child, you hear me? It's different." He said, "I'm so troubled." You see, that lets me know that when we get there, we're not the only ones that's been there. It lets me know that I know I can get help in my situation. And so Asaph, the chief musician, the one that led it, he said, "I am so troubled. But aren't you glad we've got a God that His ear is listening and His eyes looking?" In verse 6, he says something. "I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will He be favorable no more?" Have you ever been in a hopeless situation where you felt like there was no way this could get better? That's where he found himself. And I'm saying this to you as a pastor today to make you realize that you too can get in this place. Then he says this: "Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies?" And I said, "This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old." You know, something's always helped me in them circumstances to remember what God has done for me before. Has God ever done anything for you before? "I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" How many times has God brought help to you in the sanctuary? You say, "Preacher, you mean there's days that you don't feel like doing what you're doing this morning?" Yeah, there has been days. Because you know why? I'm human. Just like you're human. And there's been times the devil's told me and whispered throughout the whole night, "It won't get any better. There is no hope." But there is hope in the Lord this morning. You know, churches has got so phony, so filled with religion. We need the Lord. We can't live the Christian life by ourselves. Only the Lord living it through us. I'm going to tell you I'm going to say something that I'm thankful, and I'm going to let them sing. I'm thankful for my family this morning. This morning when I got up, my screensaver, young people, on my iPhone is my grandchildren. I know that don't mean a lot to you young people, but you wait till you go to growing old. And I get to thinking about the church. 5 families in a home, Brother Mike. The sign's in there in our office. Go get it, Brother Adam. It's on top of the red cupboard there. Go get it in my office, please. It's up on the corner in the red cupboard, little corrugated sign. I get to thinking about the devil will tell me, "Well, you ain't going to make it." But I get to look at what God did it back yonder for me. David went to kill the giant. Saul said, "There's no way you can kill Goliath." He said, "Hold on." He said, "The battle is the Lord's." He said, "I won't tell you what God did for me." He said, "There was a bear and a lion came out after the sheep. God took care of both of them." He said, in my trophy room, I've got lion heads stuffed every place what God's done for me. He said, I tripped over a bear rug in my room where God had slew that bear. Has anybody got a trophy room where God's done something for you in your life? God's not out of business. I know we live in a very cruel and tough world, but the world's always been that way. Any of you remember this? This is a long way from what we have this morning. We stuck it up in Brother Mike's yard. Braden, I was just a little young preacher. I'd peep out them Venetian blinds. The devil would say, nobody's coming. You're crazy. New card pull up. Somebody come in and get saved. Any of y'all got any memories in your past of what God has done for you in your life? When you sink real, real down low, it does you good to remember the God that met with you in your low place. And honey, let me tell you, it doesn't mean that hard times won't come, but I'm glad there's a God that walks through hard times with us in this day and this hour. Brother Ben, you play and you sing.